أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي جعل الليل والنهار آيتين، فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: كن عالما او متعلما او مستمعا او محبا ولا تكن قامصا، والقامصه ان تبغل العلم اهله، او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and control of every single being. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family members, his companions, on every single Muslim brothers and sisters who follow and who is following and will follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders of Islam, I would like to remind myself and each and every one of you with a reminder that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it compulsory in every khutbah that I should remind each and every one of you. It is the taqwa, ittaqullah. In Surah At-Taghabun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many places in the Quran, ittaqullah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah. Fear Allah, fear Allah. Or you can translate it to live with the conscience of Allah, that Allah is observing. But in Surah At-Taghabun, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the challenges an individual will face pertaining to his family and the wealth, every one of us, we have our own battle. As a husband, as a father, as a brother, as a sister, in the family unit, or when it comes to the corporate setup, we have different challenges. When it comes to affairs of our family, when it comes to affairs of your financial activity, and in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requests us, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear me, fear Allah according to your capacity. According to your capacity, according to your ability. The reason that I mentioned this, Allah does not expect, He does not compare one person, one brother with another brother. This brother is so much, he has so much of level of taqwa, He doesn't expect from a younger brother to have the same level of taqwa. Because every one of us, we have different challenges. And only Allah knows the difficulty and the problems that each and every one of us face in the image. We cannot compare. But what is requesting us? اتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Fear Allah according to your capacity. If you know that this is my maximum, I can
still this? Because all of us,
we are in the vessel of surviving and protecting our iman and protecting whatever Allah has given. So why I'm mentioning, I'm actually reminding myself, generally what happens, we become very judgmental in a family unit, in a corporate, in a society, and expect everyone to be like you. If you worship, if you wake up for tahajjud every day, you expect everyone to wake up tahajjud, and if you don't wake, if they don't wake up, you make a fuss about it. We can pray, we can hope, but we cannot expect that. And we need to be grateful if Allah has given you the capacity, if your capacity is high, if you can hear, alhamdulillah. Sometimes you walk into a restaurant. One individual might think, you know what? According to his capacity, according to his level of thinking, he said, I should stay away from it. But another individual is trapped up. In society, we need to understand this. Allah Himself, He knows that everyone is not in the same level of taqwa. Everyone doesn't have the same ability. So He has requested us to fear Allah according to capacity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you the understanding, and let us all try the maximum to avoid all those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram, and to follow maximum whatever He has commanded us to do in our day-to-day life and improve every day. My dear respected brothers, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Generally in month of Rabiul Awwal, right from the world, we know there is a noon. Everybody starts remembering the greatest man who lived in this earth. There's no one who's going to be born like him. He's the only one who is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various different forms. But the beautiful religion, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you, it has combined our love, it has combined our faith, our ibadah, and commemorating and celebrating the ni'mah and the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the humanity through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our day-to-day life. No one can separate that. Remembering our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Friday is the day that we commemorate, we remind, we send the things maximum. It is sunnah, it is mustahab. We continually say salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not only in month of Rabiul Awwal. And this we can say it is voluntary. But there are certain acts, certain ibadah, certain du'as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed us, it is formed in our life. We cannot call out Adhan without Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah or Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Your Adhan is not valid. 5 times a day we keep on repeating. The Muazzin will repeat in right round the world. 24/7, every second, everywhere, wherever the Adhan is called, it is being rewinded. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah. Can anyone separate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from our deen? No. It is possible. You cannot achieve complete spirituality without connecting yourself to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That spirituality is not valid. Someone is trying to attain spirituality without connecting yourself to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. Furthermore, Adhan, okay, you can say, only Muazzin is calling out the Adhan. And then the mustami', the one who listens to the Adhan, it is sunnah. Nowadays, we don't sometimes practice, we are very busy. It is sunnah to reply for Adhan. When you listen to the Adhan, you have to keep saying the same word, you keep repeating, except Hayya 'ala al-salah and Hayya 'ala al-salah, you will be saying La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahu Akbar. And then, my dear, furthermore, we can take it connected with our daily 5-time prayer, our salah will not be completed without tashahhud, ask without tashahhud, in that tashahhud, without sending blessings, salawat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our salah is not sufficient. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita. We go further, we remind each other, the legacy convey, it is a millat Ibrahim. The progeny of Rasul is a grandfather, great-grandfather of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We go furthermore and remind us, it is the millah, religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah. My respected brothers, if someone is trying to claim and say that separating the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from our day-to-day life, there's something wrong. We cannot separate them. Morning, evening, in every salah, we continue to remember. But it's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Do we listen to the adhan? We read such a good in our salah. But how much do we love? How much do we know about Allah? Who is he? Who is he? Allah. The greatest man, there is no debate. The people who accepted him, rejected him. All the time, even in this 21st century, all those who have done unbiased, proper research, they have come to a conclusion, there is no one greater than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no one greater. In all aspects of his life, Allah. And you know, there are people who love him, who love him, who take his life as role model. But they are not believers, unfortunately. As an individual, as a human being, as the greatest person who has contributed to the civilization of this world, none of us would like, none of us would have known to this. Use our wasfu, live as a civilized human being if it wasn't for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever achievement, whatever greatness that we see here, it is all beginning with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, the greatest man to live, and we are really fortunate to call ourselves the other followers. Now I would like to ask me and you, what does it mean loving him and following him? All of us have different definition and ideology when it comes to loving him. What does it mean loving? What do you mean we obey him? What do we mean we follow? Some things, if you love him, you need to celebrate the month of Rabiul Awwal. Some mean, if you love him, I need to grow the beard like him. We are the clothes that he wears. All of us have different definitions when it comes to loving him. But there's no argument. Every Muslim loves him in a different level of love. Different level of love. You need to ask yourself. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very clearly says in Quran. It's very clear that you need to love hatta aqul. The hadith is very clear. Hatta aqul ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasadihi. This should be our reason in our life. When I depart this world, the most beloved person in my life should be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I may have something else. I'm very passionate about my company. I'm very passionate about my brand. I'm very passionate about my, you know, occupation, about my degree, about my wife, my children, the house that I built, the dream house. I'm very passionate about, we are passionate about many things. There's nothing wrong. So the ni'mah is given to you by Allah. You need to take care. You need to love that. There's nothing wrong. But we need to ask ourselves, how much are we passionate about our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
How many times do we discuss about him at home with our children and family members? How many times when we gather without mentioning him, without saying salawat upon him, how many times we have departed in so many gatherings? We have gathered and we have departed. We have separated from that gathering without mentioning, without sending salawat upon him.
My dear sister, brothers, this should be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have become the most beloved to you than your parents, your children, and the entire humanity. Now, ask yourself, what is the definition of love? Can go back after khutbah and everyone will do that. Look for a definition in Google or in Wikipedia. What is love? Get different definition about love. Love means you just follow your heart. It's unconditioned. You don't know why you love. It is blind. Various definitions you can find. You can categorize the love into different. But the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is above all those love and definition. It has to, that love has to transform us to become a better human being. Understand? If that love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not transform me and you to become a better human being, that means there is something wrong. Because the greatest trust he left behind is the deen. The religion is in his knowledge. This is the knowledge that he left behind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest human being, the greatest man, that no one can say they flawless, no one can say they any mistake of the physiology, every single thing you can go on. Shama in a service. If you can, mashallah, then many scholars are available. You can go to them, sit, if the translation is there in English as well. Shama is the characteristic of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah describes and brings all the ahadith which speaks about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His appearance, his beauty, the way he spoke, the way he walked, Allah Akbar. So much of love our sahabas and the tabi'in they had, it has been preserved. Because of the love, all the ahadith have been preserved. Because of the love. If you cannot internalize that, change yourself to become better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, because it's very important. There's nothing in this earth which is greater than the deen of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is great because he carried the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him. Nothing is greater than deen of Allah. You cannot separate the deen, the religion of Allah from anything. Someone asked me a question saying that, is the religion is greater or the humanity is greater? This is the question. Because now this is the argument. People have religious arguments, they have divisions, and they say, is it religious is greater or humanity is greater? I said, humanity in religion is something you cannot separate. When the human was sent to this earth, human did not come alone only with the body and soul, it came with the deen. How you cannot separate the ruh from a human being, from an individual, you cannot separate deen, religion from a human being. Humanity and religion stand the same because it's both is one. Deen means humanity, it takes care of every single individual. If you do not protect the deen, you're not going to protect the humanity. If you're not going to protect the humanity, you're not going to protect the deen. Wise words. It's good. If someone says, oh, for the sake of human being, I'm going to neglect the command of Allah, no. The command of Allah exists. The lifestyle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exists in order to take up the greater interest of human beings. You cannot separate them.
But humanity is about that the human really goes to people.
I hope you will give me a good hearing. Don't misunderstand.
You cannot separate the being, the religion, from humanity.
But religiosity and humanity. Humanity comes above religiosity. You know what is the difference between the religiosity and the religion? Religiosity is something that what you understand from religion and you bring into practice. Sometimes when you practice, that will be against humanity because your understanding is poor. You have not understand that ayah correct. You have not understand that hadith correctly. So your religiosity does not come above humanity. It is humanity always above religiosity. That's why our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you don't need to go to any fatwa council to ask the fatwa. But if your sense of humor is live, still the nur is there. If you have still that feeling, you ask your heart, it's just a halba, because your heart will guide you to do the correct thing. This is what it is. It is wise and worth that your sense of humor is actually, it says, you assert and you assert. Religion has effect on a person and person will affect the religion as well. You know, this religion was affected by the great personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This religion was completed by the great personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest character. It has the greatest effect. No other prophet or no other human being will be able to carry that task other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the best of wisdom and best of the art. If you take the religion, you consider, I'll give you an example of religion, you consider religion to be the milk and human being as a glass or the cup. Milk can be how pure and clean, but the glass or the cup, if it is not clean, if it has any defect, no one would love to drink milk from that glass. No one would love to drink. And if there is a crack in the glass, that milk will not remain in the glass for long. It will go away. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the perfect ball which carried this beautiful complete religion of Allah. My respected brothers, and this is the amana. He did not only work hard on completing the religion. The 70% of his effort was completing me and you. Because religion will be protected by Allah, it will be completed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his worry, concern was me and you, if we are not suitable, if we are not clean enough. To carry this religion will not be acceptable in different formats in life. That's what we see in the 21st century that we live in. We live here, me and you, we have failed to present this deen in our day-to-day life in the most beautiful manner. Now you know what has happened. We need to do so many damage control because our vessel is, the tank is leaking all over, damage control. We are not. To bring the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people who were very close to him, they became perfect. The closest person to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, the people who surrounded him, the people, they had so much of mistakes. But through being in his company, loving him, sharing that knowledge, they became the greatest people. Now, within the short period of time, 23 years, within the short period. In this month of Rabiul Awwal,
leave aside the argument, how you going to express your love. This is a long-standing debate, it will never end. But I want to ask each and every, be sincere. If you claim in yourself, you are loving Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be sincere and try to become a better human being who will protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can connect yourself every day, day-to-day life, how are you? We can speak about sunnah and bid'ah. We can speak about, you know, everything. All the mafasid and fiqh and ruling. But if you do not have that character, if you do not have a character, if you are not example, if you cannot be humble, if you cannot be honest, you cannot be someone who is loving and sharing and sharing, you have faith. We have faith. My respected brothers, and then there's Islam, the deen, the humanity, the world is looking for that. The world is looking for that. We don't need to go out and fight Islamophobia and then answer that. It exists from the time of Nuh alayhi salam. It will continue to exist. You cannot reply. You can argue, you can say this, you can justify, you can have many book and research as much as you want. They will keep on arguing. There will be a group of people keep doing. But we need to reply to them with our righteousness, with our good character. Smile at them, loving them, sharing them, replying to them in the most beautiful manner. Through our actions, through our behavior. Not in order to show it to the media. Unfortunately, what has happened now, we compete, all the organization is competing to please the majority community by doing so much of charity work, saying that we are Muslims, we don't need to do extraordinary things. Don't need to form different names of organizations. Don't need to go and do extra charitable things. In day-to-day life, when you walk, think that you are representing Rasulullah, walk in a most humble way. When you meet an individual, you think that I am representing Rasulullah, who have that smile and grief. If you're speaking to someone, when they are even scolding at you, you embrace them and reply in the most beautiful word. This is what the humanity needs. Not what you are doing, brother. I'm not saying you don't do it. I'm not saying you should not encourage. But by just doing that, the conventional form of charity, and do not forget this basic human activity as a character of individual you have it. You don't need to greet, but if you can greet an individual, you can smile at him, ask him whether he is okay, he is doing good. These are small acts every one of us can do. Care for an individual. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that. Then it comes to the incident of Taif, and I'm going to go through this. Incident of Taif. What happened to him in Taif? He was tortured, he was humiliated, he was chased. Even at that moment, he humbled himself and said, Allah, Adhu Ba'athu Wati. He did not curse. He said, Oh Allah, I complain my weakness. I am weak. I was not able to present it in a proper way. My respected brother, we can only attain that if we start learning about him, loving him, sharing that. Take this month, there's only another 26 days, I think, today is the 4th of Rabiul Awwal. 26, every day, sit at home and discuss this with your children about the fear of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Discuss in a form of human being. A sense of humor what he put out. It's not in a discuss in a such way that we are great, no. There's no greatness. If it wasn't for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he loved you. My respected brothers, and in this Islam, this is what our country needs, this is what we each and every one of us need. Around the world, we know what is happening around. Muslims, we are gone away from the deen of Allah. If we do not complete, if we do not fulfill the responsibility, the amana that we have done. And then I want to conclude with the hadith that I said, what we have left behind. There are many shortcomings in ulama's brothers. But remember one thing. Everybody is not perfect. But you love and you respect an alim, a scholar, a learned person. Not because of him. Not because of his presentation. Not because of his family background. Not because of his beauty. Not because of his popularity. Not because of his talent or whatever. You love a scholar, a learned person because he carries the name of Allah. But he is someone who will take me closer to Rasulullah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who will teach me. Who I can connect through him. I can learn a hadith from him. I can, benefit from the wealth that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left me. So, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no one here from his family. You need to love him, his family members, and all those who are connected to him. The ulama, my respected brothers, tried to build a very close relationship with him that will benefit your spirituality, that will benefit. And Allah, you ask guidance from Allah, which alim that I should be closer to? You can ask yourself, how I will connect? Because this is a self-reformation. You need someone who will guide you, who will teach you, who will take you day to day life. And through that, my respected brothers, we can become among those. We are making effort. No one knows who will be greater. And this I want to conclude with one mentioning here. We all know, we mentioned Dr. T.B. Jaya, rahimahullah, as a person, as a national hero. But we do not know his spiritual life and his religious life. I happened to read about him. I happened to meet some of his family members and they said, he is someone who reads salawat excessively to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who loves Rasulullah so much and excessive salawat. The grandchildren, the daughters, they say, he always we hear our father reading salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Allah told him, Allah gave him a death in the most beautiful and the most beloved village, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Madinatul Rasul is buried in Baqi' Allah. So those great leaders who were politically involved, socially involved, guiding the humanity, guiding the Muslim community, they had one faith as an intellectual, as a politician, as a community leader. Why they were successful? Not because of the talent, not because of the following, not because of the vote bank, not because of the influence. They were successful because they were honest and they were connected. Spiritually they were sound. They loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honestly. That's why they were successful. Allahu Akbar. What they left to do. But it's unfortunate. Now when you find a person who is really pious, he does not have a social presentation. He is in the masjid and at home, that's it. When you have someone who has a social standing, who is involved in various social activities, who is seeking for the rights of humanity and rights of the community, they do not have a spiritual connection. They do not love. They do not have. Allah knows the hidden life of them. And not just, judging every individual, but what is in the pot will come out in their behavior, in their wisdom, in their speech. Because if you are spiritually connected, if you are someone who is reading salawat continuously, if you are someone who prays in tahajjud and always makes istighfar, Allah will guide you what to speak at what time and you make the right decision. Through the faults and the mistakes that we say there is lacking, there is nothing lacking in their talent. Their spiritual lack. Spiritually they are lacking. And what happens? The thing, when I have wealth, when I have popularity, when I'm strong enough, I can buy the scholars who speak on behalf of me. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, the real scholars will not stand and will not be brought by those people. My dear sister brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and you. I am not speaking about one individual or anyone. I am speaking about all of us. All of us have a social standing. All of us present ourselves in a different aspect as a community leader, as a religious leader, and as a political leader, as a businessman, as a trustee in the mosque. We all have a different community responsibility we present. If we lack in our spiritual behavior and if we lack in love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not read salawat, or if you are not punctual in your prayers, then there could be, you can be house mark and you have everything, you're not going to get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make use of this month to build the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explicitly read salawat. You know, if you can continue to read salawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up, conclude with a hadith saying that one who reads excessively salawat, kafat al-dunya wal-akhirah, it will suffice for his dunya and akhirah. Allah. If you read excessively salawat, it will suffice for his dunya and akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who will try to internalize the love and express in a better way and become